Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music.
I'm Bob.
You gotta be careful what you say around here, because you might fire something.
I'm Donnie.
You wonder why I quit? I have a right.
And I'm Keith.
Now comes in that editing by the green.
Do nappy head.
That's it, we're fired.
We're done.
Bye.
We're like 5 minutes in and we're already done.
So, I'm Q.
Start over.
I'm Donnie.
I'd have been scared to touch it. I might have, like, disintegrated.
My head is recording.
We're on 2 o'clock in the morning, you see, Jay.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Donnie just fell on the floor. We gotta show it to him.
Oh man.
Phenomena.
Oh good lord.
Welcome back. Welcome, minions, to the wonderful program that we call the Entitled Show.
Did you like the last show?
Maybe.
Episode 33, the most listened to show in our 2.5 year history.
Really? Cool.
Yeah. I wonder why.
Really?
Really? These headphones do not sound the same. Since the last time we did the show, I can barely hear. The music is freaking loud, but I can't hear
us talking.
Myself. I can hear you. I can't hear myself. But I'm peaking the meters when I talk.
Well, that's good.
I guess. I don't know. But
maybe your ears are too big.
Maybe it's this hoodie.
Well, maybe.
The skull cap. The CM Punk skull cap.
He got his hair cut and has to hide it now.
Well, I got my hair cut and I did have time to do it in this little thing and I look like a little Chinese kid. No offense.
Bowl cut central.
Okay, I'll take... Hold on. Take the hat off. Look.
Hat hair.
Hat hair. And now the headphones are too big. That's a first for me.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen pictures of me?
Can't
shut
take
up.
My hat off. So.
Shut up, Donnie. Why can't you take your hat off?
That was terrible.
Dude, look at this bullcrap $10 haircut.
Blender haircut.
Jeez. Did he has the nerve to ask me, is it short enough? Okay, I'm going nowhere with that. But
shut up, you paralegic barber.
But I've gotten emails about the last show, so people were upset. I wonder why people are upset. I mean, we didn't do anything bad.
Really?
Really?
I was offended.
Really?
We really don't care. Anyway.
We're an offensive type of people.
Well, it's been a while since we've done a show. Donnie, how you been? I take that as okay.
Yeah, okay.
So how's the girlfriend?
Working.
Working.
Give me a break.
Break me off, piece of that Kit Kat. What is... You haven't had a Pepsi. What's the matter with you? Sprite is even worse,
yeah,
I'm guessing.
So. That are all the cold beer.
So what errands has she had you running?
Well, we had a little conversation last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do tell.
Do tell.
Really?
Really?
You guys will figure it out when we go to break.
Yeah,
you guys will figure that one out. Also, before we get started, got to get this out of the way. You're listening to the Entitled Show, sponsored by Hot Topic, a WWE Cyber Sunday. I don't have any information on it right now because they're still trying to figure out what matches to have. On Amped Radio, powered by Live 365, sponsored by Sirius Satellite Radio, which sucks. This is the last week they're going to be on. They can go screw. Anyway, as you were saying.
As I was saying.
Hello, Lindsay.
Our relationship's boring now.
It's boring.
That's what she says. We're not having any fun anymore.
How is it boring?
I don't know. I don't have a problem with it.
What,
we don't do anything anymore.
Guys, you never have a problem with it.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I was like, what do you want me to do to fix it?
I don't know.
Girls should be grateful as long as, I'm not going to say her name, but as long as Donnie's buying you stuff, you should be happy. Are you buying her anything?
Well, yeah.
Be
broke.
It's like Heather Mills. Your only job is to please your man.
For real.
It's like, here's your food, honey. Hobble, hobble, hobble.
Hop, hop, hop. Oh, when she fills out the W-2 form, what does she write? Please her husband.
She sends him an invoice at 2:30. <up.
laughs>
Okay, give me a for instance. What have you guys been doing the past couple of weeks?
Chilling. I don't know.
That's it? Just sitting at the house?
I'll go to Wally World or Tallahassee or...
I don't see what
whatever
the problem here is.
Or, you know, whatnot.
Any girl.
She said we may be seeing each other too much. I was like, how are you going to live with me?
Exactly.
Roll over and look at my ugly face every morning. Damn it!
That morning breath. Ooh.
Man, beautiful. Really?
Linger longer. Call back to, like, show 5.
Is that? Yeah.
Man, we're on 34? We've been doing this too long.
Look, we're like the only two left.
Yeah. Started off with me and Drac. No, wait. Started off with me, Carrie, and Drac, and then it was just me and Drac, and then it was me and Michael, then me, Michael, you, me, Michael, Drac came back, then me, you, Michael again, and now it's just me. Then it was me, you, and then it was me, you, and Q. Then it was me, you, then it's me, you, Q again, and now it's back to me, just being
me,
you. If you want to know the history, tell us.
Listen to every one of them.
Listen to every one. Yeah, we tend to go back to past shows, so if you want to understand the jokes on this show, you may have to go
backtrack
and listen to, like, the first one from March of 05.
Yeah, about way back, like, to...
Way back before even Donnie knew about this.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Seriously.
When did I first appear?
Episode 4.
Oh,
back
okay.
In August of 05.
Doggone.
And
30 how, episodes.
And how this came about was, in ninth grade, we had physical education together, / health. It was me, you, and a couple other guys that would hang out on the basketball court in the gym, not doing anything.
Yeah, we'd be like, sorryness.
We'd be hanging out on the side of the stage just playing cards.
And saying stupid jokes.
Gin. You know, crab legs.
21! Hit me.
Hit me. Busted. Here's your pimp.
Here's your brown boy.
And then the occasional sneak a girl behind the big curtain.
Yeah.
Guard, make sure that the coach doesn't see.
Hey, can I join you?
Hiking up on those shorts that are already a little too high.
Yeah. Had that flat top hair
dude. You're hanging out the side. You don't mind what I'm doing. Give me 20.
That was what? Huh?
Okay. 1, sir. 19, sir. 20, sir. Okay, you good 20.
Damn, that was fast.
You're good. I may have to give you 50 next time.
Flash. Yeah, he was a dutz.
But Drac had just quit the show, and me, you, and Mike were sitting around, and I was like, you know what? You guys ought to do the show with me. And that's how it started.
The weave.
I miss the weave.
Wee.
Don't drop the soap weave if you're listening.
He may be dropping it on purpose, knowing him.
Oh! I want to say the other one that he used to say, the N please, but I'm not gonna. I'm already in enough trouble.
I'd rape her.
I remember.
Swing and what was it? Ugh. Yeah.
It was a swing test.
Yeah.
Girls would walk by at lunch if it was a good looking swing.
They're ugly.
And the only one that had the guts to go ugh was Michael.
Every time.
Every time. Even a good looking girl walked by one time. Ugh. Why are you
an idiot?
Why are you ugh her? She's got a fat ass.
More cushion for the pushing.
That had to be the funniest thing ever. I'm sitting there with my
girls looking.
I'm sitting there with my then girlfriend of 2 weeks, which is my norm. Girl walks by. Michael just follows her with his eyes. I'd rape her.
Yep. That was funny. We were all sitting there.
Maybe that's why she broke up with me. And went back to Buckwheat.
Buckwheat.
No, Scooter. Remember, we changed his name to Scooter because he didn't know what we were talking about. Even though he claimed he watched, you know, Blue Collar Comedy Tour, he didn't know what Scooter meant.
That and he put the Ford symbol on the front of his truck with wood glue. And...
Are we talking about the same guy? No. You're talking about String Bean.
Oh, okay. Ah!
I'm talking about the Jolly Green Giant.
Yes, I
know. The Smurf.
Smurf. Stoner.
Nah, not really. He's got a big obnoxious tattoo on the inside of his forearm of a heart with a rose and the colors are all yuck.
Like he was like, quit moving, sir. I can't help it.
Stop moving your arm. I'm coloring outside the lines.
You want a squiggly more? You want a squiggly more?
Sit still. I gotta get that right.
More?
Down, stop you. How many times has she called you today? Back to that from 5 minutes ago. You know I'm going to ask, so why do you have your phone in your pocket? Just count it.
Oh, it will be received. One, two, three.
Three today?
Mm-hmm.
I think this week we should call her. Oh. Is that your ringtone or is that someone calling?
That is a text message I just got.
Oh, you just got text messages from who?
I don't know.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
From Mario.
Oh my god!
It's from Mario. I got two of them.
What the hell's going on here?
Okay, we don't need to play that. Okay, put that away. All right,
you tore up on the floor.
I got to pull this CD out. I can't remember what track's what. Okay, okay. This what we're about to listen to right here is is a QVC tape from about 20 years ago. They came out with this ladder that was five jointed. You could bend it in like all different types of shapes, you know, so you could make a table out of it.
A ladder?
Well, the guy, you know, puts it in configuration and listen to this.
Situation to operate, you just push the buttons in right here on the two sides, the two little buttons, and all you do is push them in, and that will release it. And what? Right here. Push the button and that releases it, and then after you let go, it locks firmly in place. So really, you're all set. And this is tough.
It is.
Listen, give you an example. Say you have you have to get up on the wall, high ceiling, vault
right.
Ceiling. Hey, listen, just walk right up. And I tell you, it's very safe, it's durable, and
Carol,
it's lightweight.
You're scaring me.
So really,
Wow.
Now it's locked.
Okay, right there, the lock pops. So now. The ladder's in an M kind of formation. So I wonder what happens next.
In place, okay? So really, you say,
oh, God, Harold, are you okay?
Gee, I guess it wasn't locked in place.
Well.
As you originally said it was.
Harold, are you okay?
Actually, I didn't have it locked.
Well.
Really?
Really?
Not Dust, Sherlock. Oh my
Harold.
God.
Harold.
Harold.
You have to lock it.
Well,
you have to
really
pop, lock, and drop it. Oh, wait, is that right? I don't know.
Once you lock it, you're okay. But it is very safe to operate.
Apparently. Really?
Listen to his next comment.
So, continue to call for it.
Continue to call for it. Yeah, I'll buy two right now. $199 a piece. Sign me up.
So continue calling.
Wow.
A 12-piece combination letter. Only $199.99.
Send us an email on our MySpace, myspace.com/theentitledshow. And we do have some room for some more listeners, so post a bulletin if you like this show. Tell people to listen to us. We still got room. Whore us out. As they call it, whore for whore.
Yep.
Post a bulletin whoring us, then later on in the next century, we'll whore you.
Yeah, for real.
Either on MySpace or on the street corner, whichever you want.
Your pick. We get the money, though.
Get out there on that street corner and do what I tell you.
Whoops.
Don't make me smack you around, little boy.
That's not nice.
Ow.
My name is Michael Jackson, and I just want to say I love the entire show.
Okay. Anyway. Now, everyone has heard about what happened on the Fox Reality Awards, where Johnny Fairplay came on stage and said, well, he came on stage to present an award with Bridget Nielsen, the tall Amazon that she is. Yeah. Everyone says she's hot. Ugh. Okay. Now I know where that list for Sylvester Stallone came. Adrian, I'm a fighter. Well, people started booing Johnny. And he was like, "You're booing me? Why are you booing me?" And Danny Bonaduce says, "Because they hate you." So Danny Bonaduce walks away, and then Johnny turns Danny Bonaduce around, jumps on him, and Danny throws him over his shoulder. Johnny lands on his face, knocks out two teeth.
Cool.
So, I mean, it was strange watching it on video, but you could tell that Fox Reality Channel re-edited the reality show to make that award the last award on the show. It was meant to be like an award from like the... It was supposed to be like the second or third award given.
Yeah.
But they changed it to where it was like the last one in editing. Because they knew that was going to be the moment everyone wanted to sit at home and watch.
Sorry, people.
No, you gotta stick out that way. There's too much weight on the end of it. There you go.
Cool.
Hold on a second. Anyway, I think it's time to take a break. Don't you?
Really?
Okay. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Entitled Show.
Really? So it all
that. Once again, I cannot. I still can't hear myself.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good.
Loud and clear.
Wonderful.
I want to know something.
Certainly.
Everyone that's listening right now, I want you to email me, myspace.com/BobTheWhopperMan, and tell me if you can hear me or not, because I don't think anyone can. I mean, I can't hear myself. Can you hear me in your headphones?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Slightly.
Check 1, 2. I want people to send me an email right now. Tell me if you can hear me or not. I'm checking my profile right now.
Well, if they can't hear you, how are they going to know to...
Well, then you tell them.
Y'all, email us if you cannot hear Bob, sorry.
To give him email us. MySpace.com/Bob.
MySpace.com/the...
Bob the Whopper.
BobTheWhopperMan.net.com.
No dot. I can tell you don't have MySpace. This is getting aggravating now.
If you cannot hear Bob,
what's your malfunction?
Get down and give me 20.
So send us an email if you can hear me.
Send us an email if you can hear him.
Maggots.
Just in case they can't hear you.
Maggots.
My guts, just in case I can't hear you, you know.
My guts. Are on the wall. 1, 2, 3, 4.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, we got a phone call here. You want to take this, Donnie, while I try to fix this microphone?
Certainly. Missed. Sorry. There we go. Hello. And who may this be?
Danny Bonaducci.
What's up, man?
Not a whole lot. I was listening online and I heard where you guys were talking about, you know, the incident at the Reality Awards where I flipped Johnny bag over my head and he landed on his mouth, that little prima donna, knocked out one tooth, which is a favor to America because I don't really know why. I'm a little hammered at the time. So I dumped him on his head, and now he's all angry, and he's trying to sue me. And, you know, I was on the show. I did my little line about, have I ever ate in Hell's Kitchen? And I said, I'm getting a divorce. I was in Hell for 17 years. So now people are calling my house, you know, wanting to talk to me about the incident. And for once, I decided to call a show that I liked. And... am I boring you? They're laughing at you not because they like the show, but because you're an idiot.
Huh, what?
Yes, do an interview. Be professional.
Huh, what?
Don't make me come down there and beat your ass.
Oh, you gonna beat whose tail?
I have my own radio. Well, I had my own radio show. And I have to co-host now with Adam Boredom Corolla. So, I mean...
so apparently you weren't big time enough to keep your own shoe, huh? Well, is that why you beat up the other guy? Come on.
Well, it's not that. They canceled my radio show because they didn't like the show Breaking Bonaducci. They didn't like the fact that I was taking steroids on live TV.
Excuse me. I'm still working on a problem. How you doing, Danny?
Well, hi, Bob. How you doing?
Okay. Donnie, continue.
Continue where you're at, sir.
I'm seeing stars in front of my face.
You still on those steroids?
Yeah. This time I take them up the butt. It's not very comfortable.
Then why do you do it?
I don't know, because I've ruined my veins in my arms. I can't do it in my arms anymore.
Why not your leg?
Oh.
Or neck?
I better go.
Or your eye sockets?
I gotta go.
Where are you going now? Beat somebody else up?
Yeah.
Who? Good luck.
Bye.
What did I miss?
Everything.
Oh. Oh, look, I got an email.
We got an email.
Let's see here. Ah, it seems to find out they can hear me the entire time.
Oh my god.
What's it say?
It said, "Dude, I can hear you and you're loud." Smiley face.
Why the smiley face?
I don't know, but
man, I can't believe I missed Danny Bonaducci. I'm bummed now.
You didn't miss it. Huh.
I think that's pretty good. They're laughing at you because they hate you. Well, I do a good Danny, don't I? Wow. It really kind of hurts to do his voice, though. It kind of hurts my throat. I'm starting to see stars now.
No comment.
What's the matter, Donnie? Your first interview. Okay, this is getting on my nerves. I can't hear myself. I'm going to crank this thing wide open. Now I can hear every little thing. Is like my mic even working? Hold on a second. Let me take it off this stupid stand for a second. Okay, is this any better now?
Yeah.
This is actually better now that I'm talking to the side of it. Instead of in front of the mic like you're supposed to be. This microphone sucks.
I think I'd better get myself away from it, man, because you could probably hear me.
Hear you digging in your own butthole.
Probably.
Let's see here. Listen to this. A British teacher assistant avoided jail by contending she gave her own children marijuana in order to keep them away from drug dealers.
What?
My thoughts exactly. Hold on. Here we go. I'm turning myself up a little bit there. Wow. Oh, there we go.
You're peeking out.
There I am. Now I can hear. Well, Nicola Cooper was sentenced to community service on charges stemming from the seizure of 4 ounces of pot at her home earlier this year. Cooper says she decided to supply the cannabis?
Cannibals.
To her teenager son and daughter because they were already smoking it and she felt she could keep them away from unsavory strangers. Cooper lost her job due to her arrest, but told the Daily Mail she felt she had done the right thing. I regret breaking the law and feel sorry for that. She said, some people give their children alcohol and cigarettes at an early age, but I gave mine marijuana.
Mama.
Wow. The headphones now are turned up so loud I can hear the radio down the hall.
Yeah, me too. That's bad.
Wow. Okay. I want to put this thing back in the stand here. All right. Darn, this is something you never get to do. There we go.
Well, you know.
Oh, hold on a second. We have an email coming in. Hold on. Let me pull it up here. Bob, I live in Donaldsonville, and there's a rumor that you now have a girlfriend in Donaldsonville of another race. Okay. Donnie, put the knife away.
Tell the truth, man.
Put the knife away. Okay, they're not a girlfriend. Okay, not girlfriend. Not girlfriend. Put it away. Not girlfriend. Put it away. Donnie, I know you like to think of that knife as an extension of your but put it away. No, you cannot stab me with it. Ooh, a big boy. No, joking. Joke. Nice.
That hurt.
Let me just put it this way. The girl that I'm talking to, the comments that were made the past couple of shows, if I didn't beep them out, she would be offended. I'm just going to leave it at that. If she wants to come forward, she can come forward. But we're not dating. We're just friends. That's all I'm going to say. And I can hear Lindsay typing away, wanting to know who she is because she was from Donaldsonville. Well, from Donaldsonville, lives now in Florida. Hi, Lindsay, again. Thanks for the email. But she didn't send that email. I don't know who sent that email. It's from a no picture account. No name, no nothing. I hate those. Anyway. So, Donnie. You got anything? No. You never do. Why do we even have you here? The only thing you bring to the show is the phone call from your girlfriend, and she don't even call anymore. She's learned her lesson. Sundays from 3 to 5, do not call.
Let's see.
I think it's time we start calling her.
She's at work. We'll see if we can call somebody.
Call somebody.
Contacts.
Call Rebecca.
Okay, let me have her phone number.
I'll pull down the mic and let you tell her off the. Okay, lawyer lady told us that we have to inform these people when they're on the phone with us. We can't just talk to them on the phone and not tell them. We have to tell them that they're on the show now.
Ooh.
So that kind of ruins the bit. But maybe if we tell her you're on the air, but you tell her I'm not going to talk to you unless you talk on the air. Maybe you should do that.
Well, how about we do this? Okay. We'll see if this is her correct phone number. Send it. You got her cell phone number?
No.
Okay. Well, hope this is her. You talk
No.
Please, God, be sent her right number.
Hello?
Rebecca?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Nothing.
You know who this is?
Not really.
This is Bob.
Hi.
I'm doing my internet show right now. Yeah, we don't have a lot of material, so I took Donnie's phone and just started calling random people, and you're the first person that picked up.
God.
What's up, girl?
Can you hear Donnie in the background? Talk, Donnie.
Hello?
Huh?
What's up?
Nothing.
What are you doing?
Driving, going to Walmart.
For what? What are you getting all pissy for?
Going to Walmart. You went to Walmart the other night. You said you were going to come by the studio, but you never did.
Well, all right, I got
flashlight. Oh, okay.
Huh?
What?
Yeah,
flashlight. Oh, okay. Someone was telling me that you're dating someone.
Who?
Just some random girl on MySpace told me you were dating someone. They didn't say who.
Who was it?
Some girl named, crap. Oh, what was her name? Hold on. I'll pull it up. Jen.
Huh?
Her name was Jen. Well, she said your name, first and last name. I'm not going to say your last. I'm not going to say your last name because we're on the show right now. Yeah, nah. Donnie.
Appreciate it. They already know who I am, so.
People can know my last name because Bob's not my first name. Gee, that's a hard one to figure out my first name.
Yeah.
So, is it true?
Huh?
Is it?
Later, yeah.
Okay.
Alright.
You want to give us a clue on who it is?
Huh?
Want to give us a clue on who it is? Who you're dating. So we could try to figure it out on the show. Make it a guessing game.
No!
Okay.
Whatever.
You're no fun.
I'm not.
What color is he?
Hold on, let's start narrowing it down. It's a guy, right?
Maybe.
Wait a minute.
What color are they?
She hung up.
We're going to die. Did you lock the front door?
Yeah.
Thank you.
The door's
I can't believe she still got the same cell phone number.
Oh, wait, I do have her number.
Just like 2 years old.
I've had the same number for 3 years.
Me, no, I haven't.
Oh, my God. What was that maybe?
I think we pissed her off.
I don't care.
We should call my workplace.
No, someone tell me. If someone out there knows, what does she mean by maybe?
Maybe he...
Someone look up her profile. One of my friends is listening. Look up her profile.
Me
look at
or
it.
He or she or... I don't know.
Wait. I'm not going to say it. I'll tell you after the show.
Okay. We should call my sister.
Something that should have been a light bulb the other day, you know, Yeah.
Okay. I didn't,
Something that happened that should have been a light bulb to me, but it just now turned on.
I haven't talked to her in forever.
This is my conversation with her on text messaging. Hi, how you doing? 20 minutes later. Okay, you? Good. What are you doing? Nothing. End of the conversation. Every time. After she says nothing, you might as well just stop right there.
Yep, that's how she is.
The conversation stopper.
Nothing. And let's keep it that way.
Yeah, I mean, Saturday night, what are you doing? Nothing. You want to go do something? No. 20 minutes later, I'm bored.
Well,
what the hell?
I ask you.
We expose the dirty truth on the Entitled Show. If you have a mystery, we'll solve it on Lifetime, the men-hating channel. I remember that show. Unsolved Mysteries will return right after this tampon ad. Look, no leaks.
Jump in the pool and all the water goes out.
Damn, super absorbent.
Let's see. Okay. You want to hear...
What? She'll call me later and cuss me out.
Do you want to hear about the evicted nuns or the policemen butchering the national anthem?
What's the one about the nun?
The nuns being evicted.
Okay, do that one.
Do that one and then we'll do the national anthem one. Police evicted...
Well, God, sorry.
God bless you.
Thank you.
This is an appropriate story for that, then. This is a feel-good story. The story will make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Yeah. So get your blankets ready.
Linus.
Police evicted some 70 nuns and detained their leader, ending a two-year protest during which the women barricaded themselves in the convent. Police had a locksmith open the convent's door... In a small town on the river, Poland's prosecutor's office ordered police to end the two-year rebellion by some 65 nuns who were protesting the appointment of a mother superior they didn't like. In addition to the nuns, police found in the convent a 42-year-old monk, a couple with a two-month-old baby. Wow. That means they had sex and had the baby inside the convent while protesting. That's a great protest, if you ask me.
I thought they took a...
And a woman with an eight-month-old baby. There was a lot of for some nuns.
How long were they protesting?
2 years.
In the one building.
The people with the babies are believed to have entered the convent several months ago while searching shelter. Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure.
The conflict in the convent of the Sisters of Bethany ordered began 2005 when many of the nuns disagreed with Pope's decision to appoint a new mother superior. The Vatican deprived the rebellious nuns of their status by the women but the women locked themselves in the building. The end. That's your feel-good story. 70 nuns getting kicked out.
How'd they eat?
In the cold. I don't know. I guess they ate each other.
Either way you want to put that.
Wow, okay. This show's gone down a bad path. Bad path. Okay, are you ready to laugh, folks? Get that laugh put on your laughing hats. I'm putting mine on.
His laugh beanie.
Donnie's already had his on. Yeah. That same hat that he's had for like
10 years.
10 years. That's a hat you wore when I met you. Seriously. Okay, this is a cop at a in Washington, D.C. They started this. It was some kind of meeting. The guy that was supposed to sing the national anthem backed out, so this cop said, hey, I'll do it. And it wasn't that good of an idea.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and...
But.
Whose broad stripes
and bright stars through the perilous fight For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red.
Go back, so I want to hear it again. I don't know.
Mommy, I'm going to ride a roller coaster again.
Gets red glare.
On the floor again. He fell backwards in his seat.
I'm glad there's nothing behind me.
I think if I had a heart attack, I can't breathe. I'm glad I didn't take the headphones and the whole computer with me.
Oh my god.
Oh, my ass hurts.
The bomb's bursting in air.
This is a joke. This has got to be a joke.
Nair is a hair product, dude.
And it's a black guy singing like a country star. And the rockets red glare. Oh my god. Ugh. I need a cigarette.
Gave proof.
I gotta stop it line by line just to be able to listen to it again.
Through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land.
Oh my god, please no. What happened?
He stopped singing. The people in the background picked it up for him.
And the home of the brave.
Yay, it's over. Woo!
That's messed up.
Oh my god.
That hurt.
My side is hurting.
My back hurts. My butt.
Oh, what have you been doing?
Took a chair in the
Send us an email. MySpace.com/theentitledshow. Oh man. A Florida woman has been freed after. I can't read it now. I can't read now.
And the rocket red.
Oh, good Lord. Jesus.
Oh, good Lord.
I think I have enough material for a new intro.
Yep.
Oh, let's see. One more time. A Florida woman has been freed after weeks in jail now that lab tests have confirmed that the substance in her handbag was crystallized cat urine.
They're laughing at you because they hate you. What's the matter with cat urine?
Question.
Go ahead.
How do you crystallize cat urine?
You have an elephant standing in a piss bucket? Don't they, like, piss in, like, kitty litter? Do you just follow a cat around with a water bottle going, come here, kitty. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Do you trick it, like, here's the litter box, and then you, like, pull the litter box from underneath, and you put the cat turns around, tries to bury it. It's like, wait a minute.
Bitch.
I mean, what the hell? Or no, you leave the kitty litter there. You put the water bottle on top of it, so he turns around and goes, wow, it evaporated. Okay. Oh, who's this?
My girlfriend.
Oh, here we go. Okay, shh, quiet on the set. Answer, hurry.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
My mom wanted to know if you're going to church tonight.
What time?
At 5?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay. Well, she got... she asked me if you would rather have chicken or Hot Pockets, and I told her Hot Pockets.
Okay, that's fine.
Because I know that you don't really care for chicken.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
What's wrong?
No.
Well.
Guess who called me a while ago?
Huh?
Guess who called me?
Who?
Rebecca.
Oh, what?
I don't know, just called me.
Talk to her?
Yeah.
Y'all talk about Daniel?
No.
That's nice, baby.
Huh?
That's nice, baby.
Why?
You're saying. You were friends with Rebecca, weren't you?
Yeah, sure.
Would you want me to get mad at you?
No. What's all that noise?
There's anything wrong with you talking to her?
I saw that noise in the background.
Do what?
I saw that noise.
The alarm going off.
Oh.
I don't care if you talk to Rebecca.
No, I was just saying.
I don't care if you talk to her.
No, we put her on the radio show.
Do what?
We put her on the radio show. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Trying not to sneeze.
Alright, baby.
Worst boyfriend ever.
Well, I'm just calling you to tell you that Mama was getting Hot Pockets for you.
Well, you're on the radio too.
For what?
You're on the radio.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I said I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm fixing to take my lunch break.
Huh?
I'm fixing to take my lunch break,
are you? Okay.
How much longer are you going to be doing the radio show?
I don't know. We're about done.
Hi.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey. I'm probably just
going to
go get me something.
Hey, how you doing?
You hear me?
Yeah.
You're on dead. How you doing?
What in the world is he saying?
I'm the worst radio DJ in Bainbridge. Who am I?
Bob.
Good guess.
But wrong.
Okay, this is going nowhere fast. Bye.
Okay. Okay. I'll talk to you later.
All right, man.
I love you.
Love you.
Love you too.
Bye. Bye.
Just call me later.
All right.
Love you. He always makes fun of how I say I love you.
I gotta let you go.
What?
I love you because my manager was just waving at me to get off the phone.
Okay.
Love me.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
That was a waste of that. That was a waste of 10 minutes.
Well, we should call Rebecca back, and then when she hangs up, call her back, and then call her back, and then call her back.
Oh man. Can we get back to the cat urine story?
Yeah, yeah. Let's get back to that
before we run out of time here. Because everyone wants to know what happened to her. Cynthia Hunter of Lithia was arrested about almost 2 months ago for shoplifting outside of Tampa. Police said that the crystal she was carrying is a vial appeared was carrying in a vial appeared to be methamphetamine in a field test. Hunter said that she had bought the crystals at a veterinarian clinic for her son's science project. Lab tests eventually confirmed the story as she was released last week. A judge gave Hunter a sentence of time served when she pleaded guilty to shoplifting. So wait a minute. She was arrested for shoplifting. They found the crystallized cat urine. They thought it was methamphetamine. So that was an additional charge. But because she was telling the truth about the cat urine being just a cat urine, they let her go on the shoplifting charge. Did I read that correctly?
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
This makes no sense. And for those of you that thought that that phone call was a waste of time, send us an email and let us know. Oh, look, we do have an
ow!
Email. Oh, look, we do have an email. Hold on a second.
You gotta read it, man.
That's what I thought. Donnie sounded excited to be talking to her.
What?
Lindsay, listener of the year.
Appreciate it.
I get it.
Make me sound wonderful. Yeah, because you. Ow.
Really?
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 I do love her. My manager's waiting at me. I gotta.
Wait, is her manager a guy?
No.
Bon chicka wow wow. Wait a minute. Okay, let's see here. Demean Moore and Ashton Kutcher are reportedly embarrassed and angry after learning that candid camera phone snapshots are circulating in cyberspace. The photos taken on a phone Kutcher lost during a trip to Spain in April included news shots and more posing on a bed, according to the tabloid The National Enquirer. Reports suggest the man who found the phone in the back of a taxi is offering the snapshots to sleazy websites for $1 million.
Daniel!
A source tells the Enquirer in some of the 35 pictures, Demi lies sprawled naked on a bed with a light and dark red pattern pillow, can't read, propping her lower back. Another shows a bare-chested Ashton taking a photo of himself in a mirror. The lost phone also featured telephone numbers of a couple of celebrity pals. The source adds people started calling the phone, asked for Ashton. Finally, Ashton decided to ring it and spoke to the guy. He demanded that the guy get the phone back, but the man switched the phone off. When Demi and Ashton got word that someone had their AC pictures, they freaked out. How can you take Michael Kelso seriously? Give me the fullback. Seriously, guys. Come on. Come on. Why does he care? Everyone's already seen Demi Moore naked in movies. Everyone's already seen Ashton shirtless, so big whoop. Don't ask. Don't tell.
Yeah. Yeah.
And finally, our last story of the day. This will get y'all warm in the pantsies. In Maine, a sandwich called the Skinny Dip featured sliced prime rib and a paquette roll has been offered free of charge anyone willing to plunge naked from the back frog from the Black Frog restaurant's dock to a lake. Since the free sandwich offered, Since the free sandwich was, oh my God, come on, Bob. I'm talking to myself. Since the free sandwich offer was introduced 3 years ago, owner Lee Turner has found plenty of takers. We've had two or three a week, he said, but now the promotion is running into trouble. A patron apparently suggested the select men that the activity be banned. What? The naked lunch issued surfer... Oh, my God. I'm just going to skip down to the bottom. The skinny dip was... Read the last paragraph for me.
The skinny dip was typically done at night. No frontal nudity was exposed to customer and a towel was readily available, Turner said.
You don't say.
Really?
I'm getting good with this machine.
Yeah, for real.
Oh my God.
Amazing. Rick the ball's busting in
my mouth.
Oh, that's nasty.
Well, I said it.
Yeah, it was sick, though. So you wanna after the show, you know.
If I said it, you knew it was gonna be nasty.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's another edition of the Entitled Show. Donnie, any parting words?
Bye.
Really? 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 MySpace.com/The Entitled Show. Be our friend.
Please.
You can listen to us live on Amped Radio every Sunday that Donnie is here. And not out of town.
Yep.
At 3 p.m.
Really?
Really? You can download all the shows at theentitledshow.net and on iTunes now.
We're good.
And also, be looking out because a new feature is coming to theentitledshow.net. If you like stand-up comedy, you will like this feature. We are taking every stand-up comedian clip we can find on YouTube, break all the video websites, and we're putting them on our website. All stand-up comedy clips on one website, all your favorite comedians. No need to search around because it'll all be right there.
Which is cool.
And on Amped Radio, if you're a fan of rock music, we're doing the exact same thing with rock artists. We're taking all their music videos and putting them on our website. You can watch them whenever you want. So if you like rock music, if you like comedy, we got it for you. Nice PSA there.
Yeah.
The Entitled Show brought to you by Hot Topic at WWE Cyber Sunday. Get more information on WWE.com/Cyber Sunday. The pay-per-view where the fans make all the decisions.
You're fired.
On Amped Radio, powered by i365. And F you to Sirius Satellite Radio. This is their last week sponsoring us. Because next week, XM Satellite Radio
is the only one.
Is the only one. They never advertised with us, but they're advertising now. So Sirius could go screw. I've never listened to Sirius. I'm an XM man. What can I say? Thank you to Lindsay for the emails. I think she was the only one listening online today. Thank you to Danny Bonaducci for calling in. Thank you to the Star Spangled Banner guy. Thank you to the Ladder Falling guy. Thanks to Break.com for those audio clips. And thanks to you, girlfriend, for calling. Goodbye.
When I hear the music in my ear, why do you wanna sing? It's
hate you.